everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:15. Brock Hunter.
I could probably karaoke this song.
I don't think there's any words to it.
Exactly.
You just gonna do saxophone noises?
Stand up there, and people are gonna be like, "Damn, it's perfect."
Yeah, nailed it. There's no words to this. I don't know how he's gonna do it. I don't know how he's gonna pull it off, but he's gonna do it.
He looks like the song.
He just, this is exactly what I imagine when I hear this song. Anyway, folks, we got to get to it. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, I agree with this wholeheartedly because I have a strong opinion on this. The CEO of McDonald's says they might get rid of the ball pits because of the pandemic. He said, quote, "I don't know if we've got ball pits in our future. There are probably some good public health reasons for us not to be doing a lot of them." Obviously, you know, I don't know about you, but they are just cesspools full of disgusting plastic balls that are covered in every germ possible.
All right. You know, okay, we'll start with the ball pit. But you know what? Hey, kids, close your ears, earmuffs. So all the kids out there listening right now, earmuffs. Just bulldoze the whole playground, would you? Just get rid of it. It's the most disgusting room you've ever been in your life. Seriously, you walk in that place and it smells a certain way.
Yeah.
Because so many kids have been sweating and going through those slides and peeing and doing. It is a disease.
All right. Imagine the average toddler right now. Just imagine it. All right. They're sticky. All right. They're sticky. They're filthy little creatures. And then you got a bunch of them just running around with no regard to cleanliness inside this room after they've probably eaten some, you know, food. So they got ketchup on them. They got mustard, pickle juice.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's the ice cream because the kid has the meal, right? Sitting at the table, has the meal with the family. Then what happens? The mom or the grandpa goes and gets a bunch of ice cream cones.
Yep.
Now the kids get to go and play with ice cream in the playpen. What happens to the ice cream? It's hot in there, man. It melts. What's the worst thing on your hand? Ice cream. It's sticky. It doesn't go away. You can't really wipe it off the counter if it dries.
No.
That's what the playpen is full of, just melted ice cream.
That and Band-Aids. If you jump into a ball pit, you're coming. It's like leeches. It's like jumping into a lake full of leeches, but instead of leeches, it's someone else's Band-Aid that is going to stick to your forehead. And you're going to come out, "Oh, my God, I swallowed a Band-Aid." Oh, God, that's going to make me throw up.
What would it take to get you to jump into a ball pit, Brock?
I would have to say at least $1 million. At least a million.
At least.
That may seem ridiculous. You might be like, "Really, Brock?
Still ponder it.
You wouldn't do it for $1,000. No, I would not do it for $1,000. All right? No. You would need to pay me $1 million to jump into ball pit.
I'll give you 15 grand to lick a ball.
No,
ball pit ball.
Forget it. I would rather cut my tongue off than lick a ball from a ball pit.
So we used to have this place, I think it was in Benton Harbor. It was called Discovery Zone.
Oh, I remember Discovery Zone.
It was like, when I was growing up, they had a Discovery Zone here in Benton Harbor. And, dude, you walked into the place, so you could go and, like, put a quarter in a machine. You get one of those, like, sticky hands.
Yep.
I think they had, like, the sticky balls, too.
Yep.
The kids would just get one of those, and they'd throw it up to the ceiling, and it would stick there.
Yeah.
And so you'd walk into this place, and you'd look up, dude, and it just looked like gum. All over the ceiling. It was just like, it was the first thing you saw, and you're like, "Oh, God, I need a shower already, dude." Even as a child, you're like, I was like, "Damn, this is pretty gross."
Yeah, and it's disgusting. So the CEO of McDonald's, I know you're a big fan of the show, just bulldoze the whole playground area. Kids can just go outside and play with sticks and rocks.
Let them plan the bulldozer. Let them do it.
There you go. Exactly. Let them get on that crane with the big wrecking ball on there. They'll have fun with that. That'll be good. Anything is better than that disease-infested cesspool of a ball pit. Lastly, pumpkin spice season is coming. Every year it seems to get closer and closer. But that's right. Starbucks, all those places are already putting out their pumpkin spice stuff, or at least teasing that, hey, pumpkin spice is coming, folks. It is here.
All right, there might be one exception to be a Karen, because we do our Karen of the Day story every day now. And it might be you could go into Starbucks and just say, stop it. Just stop it. Way
enough
too early.
With the pumpkin spice, it's not even fall.
God. Yeah.
So here it comes.
Still hot out, guys.
Here it comes. North Face jackets, yoga pants, Ugg boots, and pumpkin spice. You can see it now.
You're holding the phone up, just selfies everywhere. I got my Ugg boots on and my tights and my... You look like an Indian. That's what you look. Those boots look like Indian boots.
You look ridiculous. All right. You look ridiculous. There you go. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.